We are joined by Lindy Gunston, Spirit Medium. You can find her on Facebook, or she is now writing for Fierce Truths online publication.
And Izzy, you've gotten through. We've got Lindy Gunston with us now. What's your question for her?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I suppose my one question is my grandma who's passed watching, and is she proud of me?
All right, my lovely. Let's have a look and see if I can get a link with your beautiful grandma. She's making me feel as if she had some neurological issues that took her to the spirit world or contributed to her passing. I'm feeling either something like, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. It's something neurological, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It does. Okay. Grandma is really proud of you, darling, because she knows that you've had to make some really big decisions recently. She talks about how you've recently taken her ring out of a jewellery box, or you've thought about a ring. You've definitely connected with a ring, and it's got three stones on it. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that when I'm looking at this ring, there's one of the stones she's showing me is quite loose. Do you know this?
Yes.
Okay. She talks about getting that glued in. I know. She talks about being gluing it in, otherwise you're going to lose it. Okay.
Okay.
You must be a cat lady, yeah?
I do have a cat, yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing the cat near the ring for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's so strange, but that's just the thought that comes in. Now, this is going to sound utterly random, but this is the story of my life. I'm looking at a coffee machine that's coffee pods, you know. Okay, but she's talking about sustainable coffee pods. So have you made the switch to sustainable coffee pods recently?
No, but she probably would want me to.
Yes, because she's very much for the environment, your grandma. And she says that's unnecessary shit in our ocean, so take care of it. I think she was a little bit straight talking, yeah, your grandma, because it's not me.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Bless her.
I'm very much so like her. So
and she says don't ever change. Don't ever change, you know, because that's how, you know, that's just you, and that's how you live your life, and don't ever change for anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
thank
there's the name Annie around you. Does this connect in, please?
Yes.
Who's Annie?
She is our great friend, and she's just been asked to be our celebrant for our wedding.
That's beautiful. Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, wow.
There's a little dog coming in. There's like a little Maltese small dog.
My dog.
Your
she
dog.
Passed away.
Oh,
yes.
Bless you, darling. She's a she, yeah? Little female dog. Yeah, beautiful little hound. She was older when she passed, wasn't she? And I sensed that she had some issues. Sorry, what was that?
I FaceTimed her before she got before she left.
Oh, bless you, darling. Because she's showing me she's around too. Because our dogs go over and our animals go over as well. So she comes in there next to Grandma. Please just take her love. Enjoy the rest of your day, darling. Take all the love from your grandma, and thank you for being awesome. And keep moving forward in this world.
Thank you
confidence.
So much. That was amazing.
All right, Izzy.
Thanks, Izzy.
So glad. Bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
We are joined by Lindy Gunston. Now, we've got time for one more question, I reckon. 52232955 if you'd like a reading from Lindy Gunston. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955, joined by Spirit Medium Lindy Gunston. You can find her on Facebook, Lindy Gunston Spirit Medium.
Lindy, this is Carmelina. Carmelina, ask Lindy your question when you're ready.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Can I help you today, and how can I connect for you?
I just wanted to know just about my dad, just wanting to know wherever he is, you know, because he did leave us unexpectedly.
Okay, my lovely. Let me tune into that for you before you give me too much information, because I would love to get a connection with your dad and see what messages he has for you. So as I'm tuning into your dad, I do feel towards the end of his life, there might have been a little bit of distance or space where you couldn't get to him in time. And so there's a feeling of things being left unsaid with your father. Does this make sense to you, please, Carmelina?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, bless you, darling. Big loves for you. Look, as he connects in, I know there's an important date around you or around your dad that's very significant. I feel like it's within 2 days. I don't know if you're having a birthday or your dad's having a birthday.
No, it's his anniversary today.
It's his anniversary today.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, darling. So just understand that Dad is definitely coming through for you. He's also showing me that you have a habit of chewing on pens and the back of pens. And if I look... And if I look at, you know, at your pens, you've got a jar of pens in the kitchen and they chew to hell and gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a little nervous thing. It's better than you biting your nails because your dad remembers you biting your nails when you were a kid and it's something you grew out of as you grew older. Do you understand that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And so Dad understands, you know, that anxiety can sometimes get the better of you, but he talks about really going within and, you know, really just starting to love yourself, warts and all, and don't give a flying beep what people think of you because that's not important, okay? You know, that he's around. He's also now showing me an image of you getting the shits with a printer. Do you understand this? Like you've cracked it with a printer.
I did this morning.
Yes.
Sorry.
But look, he just wants to say, look, he sees you, he's with you. Please don't doubt it, you know. He can't get it through to you anymore that he's around. And he says, it's not, I'm not gone. I'm just in a different dimension, as wanky as that sounds. Now, your dad, I'm just going to have to wrap up this reading because it just won't go. And I would like to read for others too.
That's what he liked when he was here. He would just ramble on.
Okay. That absolutely makes sense. Look, he's an absolute gem, your dad, and he's talking about a special crystal that's coming your way. Now, I'm not fluffy with crystals and chakras and unicorns. Well, I like unicorns, but I'm not particularly... you know, drawn to crystals. I think they're pretty. But Dad's talking about a very special purple stone that's coming your way, and it's very rough and unpolished. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, my daughter's got one, actually.
Okay, so that's Dad's way.
She's got a purple crystal.
Bless you, darling. Bless your heart. And look, that's Dad's way of recognising your daughter too. So that's how I link that crystal in. And so my interpretation was, you know, that perhaps that's coming, but it's already there. And so when you said that, I understand what Dad is trying to say and he's trying to connect in with your daughter. All right, darling, you take care and thank you so much for calling in and understanding that connection with your beautiful father.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure, darling. Take care.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Carmelina. Thanks, Carmelina. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Well, Lindy, once again, I'll tell you what, flown away.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thank you.
No worries. It is Abby and Josh on KROQ 955.